Hello, friends, and welcome to Nerd Stuff, episode 16. I botched episode. It's okay. No, there's no do-overs in this this recording, for sure. Nothing went wrong. My name is Index. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be with a bunch of friends. Hey, Freak, what's happening?
What's up? Happy to be here, freaking house. In the house, literally.
In the house?
My country is having an unofficial lockdown right now. We're calling it Circuit Breaker, but no one tell any lies. It's a freaking lockdown.
Why did they call it Circuit Breaker?
We Singaporeans, right, we've very shown ourselves to be liable to panic. Okay. So the government is just trying to ease us into the lockdown. Functionally, what the government is telling us is that, okay, you guys need to stay the F at home, right? Stop coming out. We're going to ban you from eating in the hawker centers, in, you know, public places. If you have food and you packeted it, please eat it at home or in your car. Do not share spaces with anyone, period.
Okay. They're just kind of beating around the bush.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I mean, I understand why they called it Circuit Breaker. Because you know what Circuit Breaker does. Like, it prevents damage, right?
Yes.
It overloads, so that's what they're doing.
They're doing damage control. That's Redrun, by the way, with the
hello.
Smarty. How's quarantine life?
I hate it. I wake up, I play Animal Crossing, I eat, I play Animal Crossing, I take a bath, I play Animal Crossing.
I can tell.
I sleep.
Wait, you are no longer working? What's this?
Yeah.
I still had to work from home the past.
Here's the thing. Before the shit happened, I transferred to a different unit. So they were teaching me stuff. Like, first day. After the first day of, like, teaching me of the new task, this shit happens. Now, they can't teach me right now because we're not in the office.
And they can't... I think Red's team isn't like essential to like the business. Like, it's not the core. It's not
the operations of the bank. Yes. So we're like the more the, like an admin side. So you don't need me.
Oh, the timing. I think if you were in your old team,
stayed. I'll go to work every single day.
Crap.
10 hours a day.
I think they should have some compensation for that.
Yeah, they do. It's called hazard pay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's not much, but it's still something. So,
I need it to be a multiplier, like 1.7 or 2.3.
No, it's just additional. Yes. Yeah, Crystalis. That's Kron, by the way.
That's Kron, and he recently found out that Animal Crossing is a good game.
Who opened your eyes, Ron? Enlighten us.
My fiance.
How's Animal Crossing, friend?
Well, it's basically I am a pack mule by my fiance. I do her bidding, and all things related to the game, like if she needs fruits, trees.
This is
or
a precursor
whatever.
To your actual wed.
So
this is accurate.
Yeah,
this is it, dude.
Like
I mean, Ron, Scrun likes it, so
yes.
It's fun. It's definitely a marathon game. Like it's a no pressure game. It's for the long run. Whatever you do, you're not gonna see anything significant for the full day. I don't see the point in sitting down and doing the game for the whole day. Especially
you think.
Just wait, Ron, until your loans pile up.
Okay.
And the clothes.
I don't have. I mean, my fiance is the one who gives me clothes.
Oh my god! In real life, that would happen in real life.
Your fiance
man.
Is your Tom Nook, and you have a Tom Nook in game and out. All right.
So she's like, oh, I bought this for you from the stores, like. I'm just using whatever they gave me, like, free and everything. I'm using, like, recycled boots, because, like, oh, I can craft recycled boots. Okay, let's craft it and wear it.
You poor boy. Speaking of fiancés, hi Chen, you have a fiance as well, right?
Yeah, and I do.
You said that she's listening in our podcast. So.
Hey.
Hey, hello, please force freak freaking buy a Switch and buy the game so you guys could play together.
Does Index have a Switch?
Yes, he does, and he plays Animal Crossing.
So in the group, I'm the first to get one, and he's the second to get one for Switch.
Yeah. Okay.
So what you can do to save money is you can share one digital game. It's kind of like a what you call that? It's a loophole in the primary. Making one Switch primary, so we only really bought Animal Crossing once, and me and Erica could play it both on our Switch.
I mean, come on, Index. Do you have anything to say to Chen so he would buy the Switch now?
I say just wait for it. I talk some sense into him.
No, I say buy. I mean, I'm pretty sure you already have it pre-ordered, but you know, you can't get it. But you know, a pack of Ikoria. So
this again, man. MTG.
Yes.
Pretty sure. So yes. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you have it pre-ordered, and but you can't get it. So
no, that's the thing. Yeah. I haven't pre-ordered it because my local game stores, they are all like, oh, this is a new situation, you know, Singapore, we import all our stuff, the cards, we don't even know if it's going to get here, there's no new updates from my supplier, yada, yada, yada. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, but and my supplier is checking, but I'll get it if I can get it, but otherwise, you know, I'm just waiting.
Meanwhile, while you're waiting for your cards, you could buy a Switch as well.
Hey. Yeah, $600, just a casual
casually 600.
dropping $600 onto a device and a game. Of Meanwhile, course. Ron here got his for free from his brother.
Yeah, because we were
so that's hardly fair, is it?
We worked hard for it. We worked for it. Technically, we hustled for it. So
it's not it's technically not free, so
it required our time.
Of course.
So you say you hustle, but what do you actually do to get it?
Well, it was more of my brother because he has to pack it and send it, and you know, he has to scout for it.
What the hell did you do?
I'm used to running eBay stuff because I sell like action figures and everything. Comic books.
So you're the online guy.
Yeah, I'm used to dealing with eBay.
I remember when I bought the Switch. I remember.
When did you buy your Switch?
Late August. I forgot if it's late or early August. I just remember that it's the first day that the version 2 Switch came out in the country. Like, I just asked, I just asked the guy, hey, do you have the version 2, the Switch? He said, yeah, okay, can you get me the can you get me the console and the like 5 copies of games?
No,
I just bought 3. I just bought 3. I was thinking of buying 5, but I just bought 3.
Yeah, you got Fire Emblem is your first game.
Yep, I think. Got Fire Emblem, Smash, and a Mario Kart. Very oh, I bought 4 games. I bought Monster Hunter as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, Monster Hunter. So we're talking about dates and stuff. It's April 11 today, and you know what happened today?
Bunny Day in Animal Crossing?
That's tomorrow, April 12th, but April 11th. Last week, it was Microsoft that released their first computer. This week, it's Apple One computer created by Steve Wozniak has been released, so 1976.
Yep.
Very fun times. And then for Greg, this one's for you, and a movie that came out on April the 11th, 2012, the first Avengers movie came out. I know that movie meant a lot to you.
Yeah, I did. It did.
Yeah, it's very good. I remember.
Very lukewarm reply.
I remember. It did. Because like, you, after the movie, I think you watched the last full show with some of our friends.
Yeah.
And then you didn't sleep. You just Googled Marvel stuff.
One of my friends, shout out to Manny. Manny and I stayed up all night just to read about the comics and shit. Then when it was 6 a.m., we jogged because we were still hyped because of the movie.
Oh, yeah. We weren't friends that time yet. So
we're never friends.
How young were you guys
we're
to
never
be able to
friends.
Run?
Oh,
after
I remember
staying up
that.
For so long.
God. 2012, right?
How old was
I? Oh, damn. That's 8 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, so...
You were still in college.
I'm 19. I'm 19.
Yeah, it's like 18 or 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrawn, how old were you?
I graduated that day. And I think I was on my way to the Middle East.
Oh, shit. Big boy. Right away. Oh man, we're old.
Yes. You remember watching Avengers, guys? For Freak and Scrawn. Yeah, Freak.
Yeah. Sure. I watched it in a movie theater. I think my sister brought me. Because I didn't have money.
Yeah, young Freak.
So, I didn't watch it with friends because at that time, point of time, I had no friends.
Oh no. Where are your friends
I was in army.
Oh.
Wait. You don't have many friends when you're in army.
Really? You can't have friends in the army?
I mean, you don't have the social... You don't do social stuff with your army pals. You just go into the army camp, you do your job, and when you're done, you just go home.
Do you still remember them?
Yeah, of course. We are good friends on Facebook. We keep in touch. But we didn't do like friend stuff because we just got sick and tired of seeing each other 5 days
every
a week.
Day, yeah,
that's true. That's true. Like what the index always tells me about my girlfriend.
What?
You're sick of seeing her.
Oh, yeah, because Red's girlfriend is my office mate and I really don't want to see her. Outside of the office, you know, I don't want to have to spend extra time with her. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah, too bad.
Anyway, Scrawn, you remember watching The Avengers?
Yeah, I think it was here in Manila. And I watched it.
You were with Erica?
I made actually a deal with Erica that time. I think Twilight was showing that time as well. Like, we're still running.
No.
So we made a
deal.
Oh
my god.
No, it was a deal in favor of mine because basically Erica was a big Twilight fan. So we made a deal. She's not into comic books. I'm not into the Twilight. So she's going to have to watch all the MCU stuff with me. But I'll watch all the Twilight stuff with me. But sucks for her, Twilight is only a saga. So
yeah,
it's yes. A little early.
And the MCU, movies are like... Got jebaited, Erica. Actually jebaited.
So yeah, there's that.
That's fun. That's a fun story to tell. You know what else is fun? Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Has been released yesterday. And
when was the first Final Fantasy VII released?
Oh, 1997 is my guess. Let's find out. That's why we have Google, I guess.
I think 1996.
Oh, you're right. It's 1997.
Yes. Very good. Because I know 98 is Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh.
All right.
That's nice.
I'm actually dumb.
How many years, man? How many years? 2020, 1997. That's like 23, like?
23 years. After 23 years, they finally made a remake. And I think they waited the right amount of time. Because I remember, I remember Final Fantasy 13, which was in the previous generation of PlayStation. And I don't think they would have... It's not as nice. If they would have done it in the PS3.
They changed the whole game, which is great because FF8 remake is not a remake like FF7. FF8, they just put in like HD textures.
Yeah, they
remastered it. They didn't really change the game mechanics, but the FF7 game mechanics are so smooth and so satisfying. Mm. Wow. Like, I don't have a PS4, so I had to watch Let's Plays, which is like a common theme. I watch a lot of games, yeah. Unfortunately.
I think we're going to be stuck in the Let's Plays too. I think, Greg, you don't also have a PS4, right?
Yes.
Who has a PS4?
I have not downloaded a 7. So that's another thing.
Yes. Oh, you're planning to?
Is games, since we share digital games with each other. So that's one thing for those that, for example, you have like a brother and he has like a PS4, you can have, for example, my PS4 here at home is my brother's primary. While my brother's PS4 at his place is my primary. So whatever he buys digitally, I get to play on mine. And whatever I buy digitally, he gets to play on his.
So it's his turn to buy the game, huh? Yeah. Okay, so you're getting it. You're going to get it one way or another.
So yeah, but it's a give and take. So basically, it's like lending a game to my brother and he's lending his games to me.
Yeah, but I don't trust Kron playing a game. He's not going to finish it.
Oh, I will.
Man, you haven't finished Pokemon, dude.
Which one?
Yeah, good point. Sword.
This the new ones.
I haven't finished. It's like months ago. The difference is those games are on the Switch, and most of the time I tend to forget that my Switch exists.
Oh my god.
My feelings.
That's the difference.
You just conveniently forget.
Yeah. I have a computer. I play a lot of games in my computer.
I'm a busy man.
That's the exact thing that I said when I was hesitant to buy the Switch, and look what happened.
I mean, now you're a convert.
Yeah, you're a convert.
Skron is the first one to have a Switch, and he has not played the Switch.
Skron lost the fate, you know.
Yeah,
Skron,
Ron, tell everyone what your first game on the Switch was.
Oh yeah, it was Fallout Shelter. Well, this game,
a mobile game,
which you can buy, you can play free in your mobile phone.
Fuck me.
Yeah, but if you don't have like one of those like Samsung S8 or the high end phones, once you reach into like the mid tier of Fallout Shelter, your phone starts, any mid range phone will start to lag because you have like so many dwellers. So I uninstalled it after that on my phone, and when it was on Switch, like maybe the console can be adequate enough to actually keep up, and it was more than enough. So yeah,
how many hours have you sunk into that game?
160 plus, I think.
Holy crap. And you can't spend 18 hours to finish Pokemon, come on dude.
Look, I'm
your
very,
priorities are out of whack.
Very, very big with simulation games.
Pokemon's a simulation game?
Yeah.
You catch your pets, then...
You simulate a 10-year-old walking around unsupervised by their parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, going back to Final Fantasy, dude.
Yeah, FF7. I think it's a great game. I finished it before. I remember the 4 disc in total, which you have to.
Yep.
It's basically the early phase of DLC. And it was sucky before because if you move on from one disc, you won't be able to go back ever again. At least that's how I remember.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. For example, if you missed Yuffie on disc 1 and you proceeded, I think this one and this 2, and you proceeded, then you can't go back and get her.
So that's your point of no return.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's no take backs once you hop to this, to the next disc. And also, like, disc before was, I don't know what was wrong with the disc before. It's either the disc or the sensors of the console before, but they were prone to not having read the disc. Like, you have to wipe it. You have to either, like, there was a lot of different techniques Like
probably a sensor thing.
Yeah. I remember. This is great, you know.
Yes. Also, memory cards corrupting.
Oh damn. Yeah. Can you imagine all your safe data gone? That's the worst.
On a 5 MB or was it 515? Like on a
8, I think.
Yeah. How many megabytes? Like a 2-digit megabyte cartridge that handles all your save file. I guess that's about it for our nostalgia for old FF7. But now we have HD textures for this FF7. Really, really nice quality. I love how they've redone it. It's not exactly the same. Like, I actually took a look at The Advent Children. Have you guys watched that?
Yes.
I think that's earliest look on HD FF7 that we ever had. And it's not exactly the same, like, the looks. But there's similarities. I do like how they went for FF7 remake. Like, it's a good blend of, like, nice blend of, like, Western and Asian theme.
You remember that controversy they had with Aerith and how it looked too mature?
Can you enlighten us?
Yeah,
because because the Japanese people, the first time the trailers came out, they're like, Aerith was there, right? And then they were kind of showing off how human-like the game engine can make the characters. And then people were like, oh wait, why Aerith looks a lot younger in Final Fantasy VII, the original one, and people were kind of angry about it. I don't know.
But the thing is, isn't she really supposed to be a bit older? Because from her story, she's supposed to be... Well, for those that did not play Crisis Core, like, her past is tied with Zack. So, which is a superior of Cloud.
Of Cloud, yeah. So, I remember, I thought you could finish the last level.
So, yeah, she's supposed to be technically older.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. People like to find things to complain about, I guess. That's my takeaway.
Yeah.
There is still a demographic for old women, so there's that.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Wow. Ron.
I like it. I like that. One of the things that I saw as well for Final Fantasy VII is I think there was a picture, an image, and then of the game engine, and then under text that says captured gameplay captured on PC.
Yeah.
So we're in it.
Yeah, I believe it's
possible.
Is the thank you?
It's
note?
Possible.
This is the thank you.
Yes,
note?
That's the one.
So yeah, it is happening. I think they never really denied it. They just said that there's gonna be a delay. Most probably it might coincide with the PS4 launch. Like PS5, Final Fantasy VII, and the PC Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
I really thought that the remake would, coincide with the PS5 release, so... Well,
it didn't happen
early.
Yeah.
Freak, you wanted to...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that the PS4 exclusivity is just 1 year, so... It's just gonna be on PC next year, so...
Hey!
Fingers crossed!
Understand why they want to sell it on the PlayStation again? On the PS5 again? Basically, you get to have... two sales. So PS4 and PS5.
That's scummy though.
But you have like a playability, right? You have a backwards compatibility,
yeah.
Right?
True.
Just buy it on the PS4 and play it on the PS5.
I mean, you'll never stop them from releasing like a Game of the Year edition.
Remake or master.
No,
I mean, Red, you shouldn't be the one to complain about this. You quadruple dipped on Stardew.
That's different, dude. Stardew Valley is
not different.
It is different. I'm supporting this developer who's alone
making
a good game. Okay.
The denial
what systems
is...
What systems did you buy it on, please?
Mobile phone. I bought it in the PC. I bought it in the Switch.
Yeah,
that's it.
You triple dipped on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if I could quadruple dip, and I'll do it.
You would.
I would.
No doubt.
I mean, have you seen Skyrim? Right. How many consoles can you find Skyrim in? How many versions of
everything?
Skyrim?
You could even get Skyrim in the Samsung smart refrigerator, right?
Could you?
I'm pretty sure that was just a meme, but okay.
I know. Yeah. It speaks a lot, you know. Skyrim is everywhere.
Skyrim Enhance, Skyrim VR.
Remaster, Skyrim, everything.
Hey, I heard Skyrim runs well on the Switch.
Nah, you won't poison my mind, sir.
You're too busy, I think.
I'm too busy for Animal Crossing.
Yes. Alright, let's seal off Final Fantasy VII. Did you guys have any favorite Final Fantasy games? Like, even like the spin-off ones. What's your favorite Final Fantasy is the question.
I like Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh man, see, Freak and I, we've got it. We're on the same wavelength.
Oh yes, same with me.
It's really enjoyable.
Tactics, wow. And Tactics and 10.
War of Lions?
Yeah, so it's actually this game that me and Sed are playing right now on the mobile, which is a gacha hell game. Very heavy on the emphasis on the gacha. So we've been playing it. They have a Final Fantasy 14 banner right now up. And I think in 2 weeks' time, if they follow the Japan release, they're going to have a Final Fantasy Tactics banner. So they're going to have Orlando be pullable and Ramza.
It's a free game, right?
It's a free game. So what I've been doing is from
free,
day one,
quote unquote,
when it launched, I was a week late. So when I started it, I have been saving up all the free gems because I'm a crappy ass free to play player. So I've been saving up all my free gems just so that when it launches, I will have enough gems to pull him. So I'll definitely get him. One way or another.
All right. All right.
I will basically Ramza? Rage quit if I don't get him. So every event, so they've released Final Fantasy 14, which I didn't really care about, and now they've released a few more heroes that they've launched for to be pullable, and I've been ignoring it. So I don't want to use my gem. My gems is for Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yes, that's good. Greg, what was your?
I only played Final Fantasy 4 and 5 in the Game Boy Advance.
Mm.
But I love the spin-off Dissidia and the PSP.
Oh, yes.
Dissidia.
Game.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, cool. Before we eventually put the nail on the coffin here for Final Fantasy 7, PS5 controller was released. I know it's not on the show notes. You know, we always have one of those things. Reactions?
I don't want it
thumbs
being
up, thumbs
before.
Down.
I mean, I like the how ergonomic it looks, but please don't make it default white. Because it's seriously dirty.
I've seen some mock-ups that are all black. Oh,
it's
so
hot.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I still go for the the convenience and the ergonomics of a controller. So. If it feels nice to touch, then I'm for it.
Built-in
mic,
it looks by the way.
Oh!
Yeah. The built-in mic is one thing. But it looks exactly like, you know, when the Avengers travel through time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the suits
right.
that they wear, right?
It's a quantum
the color
suit.
Scheme.
Yeah, quantum.
And
that's so
the
true.
Sleekness. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
It's like pretty good.
Yeah. I still got the pictures because we talked about the Avengers earlier.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is on my screen. I can see it clearly. Alright, so I guess we're all pretty happy with the shape. It's like the colors are not to our liking. So we want darker colors, and darker colors come with Persona 5 R was released this week as well. Anybody play any Persona in this group?
I played 3. Persona 2 and 3.
That's right. So I played 3 as well. Very good.
I played
Fire
Emblem.
I've not played Persona, sadly.
No Persona, Greg.
I played Fire Emblem.
That's not the same thing, though.
It's not Persona.
Very different.
That ain't the same.
Even the combat is very different.
Because I've read that it's like Persona, like the game.
With probably in terms of the character,
the building.
Relationships.
Oh. Yeah, the building of the relationships.
Yes. So yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully they bring even like the base Persona 5 to the Switch, because I'm a big fan. I don't have a PS4. I like Persona series. How about you, Scrun, since you played 3?
I don't think I'll buy. I have too many games to play. I don't want to spend money. So yeah.
That's okay. It's okay.
I still have Octopath Traveler to finish too.
Oh my god.
And you even haven't tried Bravely Default. Looked at it, glanced over it. Come on.
Ron, what are you doing?
I'm playing free games.
Yeah.
You know what's free? You know what's free? A game that you already bought, and that's Pokemon.
No, I'm more inclined to play Octopath Traveler. I'm playing Octopath Traveler.
Go finish it.
He's like the Steam hoarder mentality. Oh, I have a new game.
I've finished a lot of my games in Steam, contrary to popular belief. I finished all of my XCOM titles.
Okay.
I finished my indie games. I finished Fez. I finished like Bastion. I finished my.
If only you have that same enthusiasm with your Switch.
The thing that gets me are sales. Holy shit, the sales are crazy.
I mean, I was close to buying. Speaking of sales, I was tempted to buy and speaking of Bastion, it was $3 on Nintendo
Switch.
I was like, do I want to play Bastion again?
I mean, coming from a guy who bought Stardew Valley on 3 devices,
I was like, I finished it already, so I didn't get nostalgia get the better of me.
That's
too bad.
Good for you.
I mean, you're right. If Persona goes to the Switch, I might play it. You know,
I would buy even like full price, $60. Dude, take my $60.
Really?
Yeah, dude. You know how long this game is? It's like 80 hours.
Is it Skyrim long? It's $60, and I haven't bought it or even have an urge to buy it.
Okay, you also have to like the game, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I like Skyrim, but.
I
don't want to buy it.
You may have spent too much time on it. Speaking of spending too much time on something, Gerg has been spending a lot of time on Animal Crossing, and guess who's banned in China?
Right, Gerg?
No.
Banned in China? Oh, okay.
I thought it was 50-50, you know, you could have taken yourself or Animal Crossing. You took yourself. It's Animal Crossing.
So yeah, it's
it's banned in China.
Multiple reports said I think the prime source is Ping West from I think Alibaba that have reported it that it's being banned in China. A lot of theories on why it's banned are out there, but the main theory is probably because Hong Kong protesters have used Animal Crossing as their main platform for protests now, since they can't even go out of their houses.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff you could do in Animal Crossing, and protesters are creative enough to use it as a political platform. So, China's big on censoring. They're gonna censor that. Any platforms that, you know, that gives you the freedom to be the critic to the government, ban.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I think this would go with any game that's, you know, editable. If people use that as a medium for, you know, going against the
CCP,
you can do it. You can do it.
So one CCP. Thing to note: Switch is relatively new in China. I think it last launched like late December, so I don't think they've loosened their chains yet on it. So Switch is a relatively new console on in China.
It's a new form, it's a new medium.
And
Oh.
it's a portable one, so I don't know. And Animal
Very
Crossing is
fun.
thrives on creativity and social. So there's that.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Imagine if you could do this on Dota. Because
Well,
that's a big
how?
thing
Like
in.
you customize shit and
Like a map, like
right?
free Hong Kong map, and then it
Okay
becomes
then.
number one in the custom games.
You're right.
Then
And
everybody.
there's a lot of players from China. So,
Yes.
yeah.
See, that could be a form of stuff. And you think they're gonna ban Dota 2 in China? It's pretty dang big there.
I mean, China, the government can do everything that they
Yeah.
want. So,
That's true.
I mean, they could just threaten Valve to ban Steam altogether. And
Yeah.
Valve will be forced to take action.
And they can also like pretend that there's no more virus in Wuhan.
They could pretend. Spicy. Spicy,
Ooh,
spicy, spicy.
big words.
Big
Big
words, huh?
claims, big claims.
We'll never get sponsored by
China,
Chinese
yeah.
Tencent. Oh shit, if we don't get sponsored by any
Huh?
Chinese companies,
Alibaba? Oh no.
that includes Riot Games. Oh,
You're
thanks
right.
a lot.
Ah,
Frick,
fuck.
thanks a
You messed
lot.
it up. Oh my god,
Sorry,
my
you had to
bad.
be edgy on this podcast and not another podcast.
Ah,
Yeah.
crap.
I'm sorry. I
Yeah,
mean,
we messed up.
I messed up. No, it's me. And every opinion that I said in this podcast does not reflect with the Nerd Stuff group. So, and the C-Sport Media group.
What you call that? The Twitter bio, the classic Twitter bio, a headline.
Opinions are my
Yeah,
own, does
opinions
not
are my
reflect
own.
my company.
That's initially what I thought when I heard it's like that's like the classic Twitter bio.
Nice.
Crap. Oh man. Yeah, we I think we covered the bases here for Animal Crossing in China. It only took a Chinese person to bring us down. Thanks, Craig. You know who also is kind of down and out and kind of away from his country? I don't know. I'm making it up. It's how do you pronounce his name? Huni.
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 It's Huni.
Huni. League of Legends top laner for Dignitas has been let go by their org. He's going to be allowed to explore other opportunities after this I think LCS spring. And well, this would be like normal news, right? But his contract kind of big.
It is.
He's promised $2 million, I think,
Very
for
big.
Yeah.
and
And
yeah he
that's the controversy, right, Scrawn? Like,
Well, no,
Dignitas can't find other players to play with him
no, I mean,
because he was paid.
basically,
Yeah.
Huni ate like 1/4 of their total budget for esports.
Yeah.
That includes all the other games, from what I believe, what I remember, because we
Oh, that's
reported
sick.
about this.
Oh.
Yeah, we reported about this
Yeah.
last September, November on our
That's what I'm
page.
remembering.
Yeah, so we reported about it, and then. They're having trouble completing the roster because they don't have enough funds to get players that can play with him because they basically spent like too much on him.
You're saying Dignitas did the esports budget, food and water $100, boot camp 300, Huni 2.2 million. Balance this budget out. My organization is dying.
Like the finance guy of Dignitas is
Yeah.
just okay. Huni with 2 million, okay.
That's
Now
crazy. And he gets
worth.
to just like this is contracted too, right? This money is contracted and
You gotta
that
pay him,
money
man.
will, yeah, this is gonna go to him. Like, I don't think there are gonna be returns for the org. It's really, really bad because I don't know, does Dignitas have any other teams that are relevant? I know only CS because they took the 2016 Ninjas in Pyjama squad, but even that's not making any money. They're not winning anything.
They even rebranded for this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they rebranded the whole Dignitas image. Then they have a new logo, like new key visual and everything. So
yeah,
their brand, they call themselves basically. This is basically the change for Dignitas. But well, you know,
like the superstar player going to the org, gonna change the brand. Yeah. We're gonna call ourselves Dig.
Yeah, Dig.
Yeah, they dug themselves a grave.
Hey, got him.
Oh, they're digging themselves out of trouble. Uh-huh.
That's maybe. That's true.
Maybe, because they're letting him go.
Yeah. Finally, some cap space. If only they had the money, right?
Yeah, exactly. They solved the problem, the budget issue. Okay, we solved it.
Will any team...
So it's not the water and the food.
So will the
it was honey.
Even
it was
him, buy a player out for $2 million just so they break even?
Can they buy a team?
No, I mean, the player, like buy him out of his contract. Will any team be sane enough to buy him out $2.2 million just so that Dignitas breaks even? Because normally you develop a player, right? You develop a player, then you invest on him, then you basically have grounds to heighten the price a little bit, just so you know you earn back something.
Yeah.
But at this point, I don't think they've done anything to improve Honey. So I don't think they'll be able to do anything. I mean, I'm not the most avid League of Legends fan, but I don't think any team would be, especially at this point, any team would be willing to buy him out.
Just take the L, man. Just move on from this and learn.
Yep.
Don't give people $2 million if you can't, you know, if you can't guarantee success.
That's true. That's true. Speaking of other people getting let go of their sponsors, Bubba Wallace, F1 drama, Scrun. You wanted this in.
It's not esports, by the way, but technically esports. He's not part of the esports community per se, but he competed.
Yeah, because he's
esports.
A real life.
Yeah, he competed in an esports tournament. So he's a real life NASCAR driver, competed for the I think iRacing event in the U.S. and so basically he got the equivalent of teabagging for racing.
Yeah,
which
like another player bumped him and it caused his car to stall.
Yeah, so basically he got slammed through the wall by another car, which is technically you wouldn't have the ball. I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of NASCARs, but I know if I was driving, I wouldn't have the balls to slam my car to another car, like in real life. But you know, with the safety net of it being all virtual, it'd be like, you know what? Why can't I just slam this guy?
I don't know, Scrawn. When you're driving in the highway and you're with me, you're driving so fast.
Yeah, but I feel like slam.
I know, but I feel like you're gonna do something like that anytime or someday.
Scrun really has picked up the pace when he drives.
Yeah.
He's become that guy now. Scrun.
Really?
You actually have.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Scrawn, you gotta watch your...
Like, we started saying, you know, remember the OST for Initial D?
Crap.
The Deja Vu one. Like, We sing that for, like, a meme, because Scrawn was, like, driving fast. It started as a joke, and now it's reality, dude. It's like if Scrawn can do something.
I have not. Oh, knocked on wood, like, had any issues. Apart from turning on a, I think I got caught once because I didn't see the sign, like turning right on a no right turn. In Makati, because you know. Fuck all our one lanes here. So that's mostly what I think I got caught on. And one time I forgot that I was coding. I forgot the day. And he still drove. Where is that?
What, don't code and drive? Is that what you're saying?
Basically in the Philly, no, in the Philippines, we have a law that because we have like so much cars, so for plate, my plate number is like number ends at number 2. So all cars that has plate number 1 ends at 1 and 2 are not allowed to be driven on Monday. Then
Oh.
3 and 4 are not allowed to be driven on Tuesday. I think
Yeah, because cars.
I told Jay this before, and I told him that don't land on a Monday, because I won't be able to like get you if he. And this was
And
also the case before with Jay when he was returning flight. He had a return flight on Monday. I told him I can't take you to the airport on when you return back to Singapore because I'm not allowed to drive on Monday.
yeah, we have that coding policy because of the number of vehicles that are being used. Because we
Yeah,
know, I know
makes
that in
sense.
Singapore, the cars there are only that should be beneath or wait, between 10 years, a year and
Yeah.
10 years
And also
after.
if you're our cars are really expensive, so yeah, if you are rich enough, you can drive a car, yes.
So there you go. But here it's like commodity now. And it's a status symbol. You buy a car, so you feel cool.
Everyone wants to buy a car, basically.
I didn't want a car.
You didn't want it. He was forced to.
You need to drive your fiance, just like what you're doing in Animal
It's
Crossing.
nice, your dad,
No,
right?
yeah. My dad
Oh.
was going home and he's
I thought it
old.
was your fiance.
He's getting old. I don't want him commuting anymore, so I felt like it was high time I got a car.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I'm practically, I mean, I have gripes with commuting. Obviously, I'm not a blue collar worker, so I don't have to do the whole 8 to 5. I don't have to be jammed with other people. So
Well,
on the
sorry.
times, no, on the times that I have to commute, I just cherry pick it on the times that I know there's not that much people.
What, where are we? F1 drama? What
See? So, because you guys
the
started talking about my driving. So, yeah, we
Guess,
got.
guess,
Yes!
Oh man,
Yeah,
so
we.
yeah, I at least Ron isn't like a rager in traffic.
Yeah,
Unlike
that's true. That's
Bob
true.
Wallace, you know, you get bumped a bit, you quit. And the worst thing here is his sponsors actually drop him because, you know, I think rightfully so, because they're expecting some, you know, visual representation for their brand in an event, and he quit. So
Yeah, you don't want to be associated with a quitter.
hey, don't be associated with me then. Hey, Lamau.
Hey, wait, what?
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 That's called put down humor, friends.
Okay. I thought you quitted or something.
So.
Nah, well. So
Well,
yeah,
you
he
know, guys, there's somebody or there's a group of people who wants to quit something.
I wonder what it is.
Any guess, Chen?
Can you guess?
The
I
group
don't
of
know.
people. It's our trademark circle jerk. esports game that we
It's our
keep.
favorite topic.
Yes, we're lobbing it to you. Yeah. Swing. Once out.
Swing batter.
Yeah, you go ahead with this, Ron. I don't want to ruin, you know, all the relationships I have, you know, in this
Oh yeah,
because
Overwatch.
yeah, I understand. Okay, now I get where Yiji's coming from because of all this
This small
Southeast
industry.
Asia countries that have tried to invest in Overwatch. Singapore was the one who tried to invest it on it heavily.
Yeah,
Okay.
we have an official team and everything, so.
Yeah, so they were the ones who tried to really double down on Overwatch. Well, you know what happened?
This show
Overwatch.
does not reflect Chen's
Sorry.
thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, this is a show, you know. People say things for entertainment. I'm saying things for entertainment.
So, we're here now. So, yeah, well, that's reports. You know, it's not like solid evidence like everybody wants out of
Overwatch. Yeah, so it's an insider report.
That is just like, you know, rumors and stuff. I wonder why. Maybe because the scene is bad and maybe some other external factors are starting
definitely
to surface.
Definitely an external factor. So Overwatch players are being a contender player from, I think, a Toronto team has been saying that players want out of Overwatch. Oof. So there's that. I'm not surprised, honestly. The game is really dipping. It's still entertaining. It still has its own uniqueness. But it started off with its key personalities. And, I mean, it just wasn't that far from realistic approach wherein the players would come next.
So, like, people are kind of wanting out already. But, you know, what's also coming out is Overwatch 2. They did announce it. But I don't know. What do you think, guys? Is it still salvageable? What needs to happen to Overwatch for it to be, you know, salvaged?
For Valorant to fail.
Okay, I really didn't want to go there yet. But let's talk about Overwatch 2 and what we want to see.
Yeah, I want to see them actually redesign the game because there's obviously something very wrong with the spectator experience. It's not translating well into esport as much as they want it to. So I think I've said this before, right? So there are two ways of having an esport scene. One is you try to build it from the ground up. You build your game for esports and you hope that the players, then it's just you let the players play your game and whatever competitive format that they choose, whatever they do with your game, you just use that as your official esports format. Now, the most successful games, esports, have this very organic way of tackling esports, like Dota 2, Counter-Strike. They both were emergent StarCraft formats. Yeah, even StarCraft, right? Like the maps and the BO3, BO5, BO7. These were all emergent esports. But Overwatch from the ground up was designed, so-called, to be an esport. I think that is where Blizzard went wrong.
Following that logic, Chen.
Yep.
Valorant is still being designed as an esports game, right?
So exactly.
I think that it would fail, or so would it follow Overwatch?
The thing about Valorant is that they don't have any mode yet, and they are using a tried and tested mode, which is like a diffuse. Yeah. And it worked for Rainbow Six, it worked for Counter-Strike. So, all things consistent, it should work for Valorant. So, this is not an original, you know, concept. Yeah.
Basically, Valorant didn't try to reinvent the wheel too heavily.
Yes. Yeah. They definitely have their own toolkit, but it's the same familiar format that everyone knows. It's just diffuse. Like Rainbow Six did it. For a reason, because it works.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, Overwatch needs to be reinvented. But as you said, that there's no CS, there's no Valorant, there's no R6. So maybe Overwatch 2 doesn't need to be a diffusal kind of game too. I wonder what they can do. They need to be very creative with this.
How about make Overwatch 2 a MOBA?
Holy shit.
I mean, they don't have to reinvent totally reinventing the game that heavily. So, I think Dota 2 has done it before as well. They reinvented the game. We have like a patch 7. We had Source 2. There were multiple times that Dota 2 was slightly reinvented. Even the addition of
a card game.
I remember.
So even with the addition of the neutral items, that's technically reinventing Dota 2. So there's a ton of ways that they've done it. So it's not unheard of. So I think Overwatch is long due as well. They need to start reinventing. And they need to try and see if where they could work, where, how they could get these players back in, how they could, because basically it's not that the game is fun. Maybe it's because it's stale. So what are your thoughts on that? Like the game is more stale than it is. It's fun.
I mean, I think if you play the game casually, you're okay. But if you try to look at it in the thing I can't take is the viewing experience on Overwatch. I cannot get over it. But if you're just a casual fan, it's all good and enjoy the game.
Yeah, you still can have fun playing it, but I think it doesn't appeal to a wide enough audience for it to justify the price tag that he has right now. So the buy-in for Overwatch League is like what, 5 to 6 million, is it?
It used to be 20
Wow.
first league.
Yeah.
So it
So
was very tough.
that's the base problem. Like you don't even command a huge market share of the audience,
The
and you are
problem,
demanding such a high price tag.
I think the prob additional problem with this is like the aftermath. All these investors will feel the burn if Overwatch. That's why I never, whenever people say Overwatch fails, and I think that's why I'm very, very harsh on Overwatch because I don't want it to fail, just because of all the money
Yes.
that's been thrown into it. So a lot of rich people have o invested in Overwatch in the hopes that, in the promise that esports is the next big thing. Not just Overwatch, but esports in general is the next big thing. And them being burned by the failure of Overwatch will be felt by the industry as a whole, not just by Blizzard or Overwatch. So you,
Yeah.
yeah, not them, not at least breaking even with their 20 million investment is not going to be a good thing for the whole industry itself.
I agree. Investors would be cautious in investing in esports now because of that.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be directly affected? Could be Valorant, which is our closing topic for tonight. Because as far as I can tell, this they're kind of taking, you mentioned it earlier that they're kind of taking the Overwatch approach and they're kind of building it as an esport. Now, if they want to throw leagues like the way Owl did, I think people may be a little, kind of hesitant to buy into the league system if Valorant
Yes.
goes that way.
Yeah, but I don't think Valorant will be headed for any esports anytime soon. So right now it's a streaming game, and the streaming is so successful. Like I think they'll do like Apex Legends did and just let
Apex.
it ride the tide of it being a super streamer friendly game and streamable game until they hit a certain kind of like a
A peak.
yeah, a peak or summit or plateau, right? Where it starts to stagnate, and then they will start to look at the popular formats. Okay, let's introduce the esports this way. Why not? They have a huge connection, a huge network of streamers and influencers anyway to launch it.
Going
True.
back to that point wherein you reach a peak, because clearly Apex Legends missed their peak. Or because what would you say their peak should be? Because for Apex Legends, they clearly missed the mark. People were clamoring for custom lobbies before, and they just didn't get give it until people just couldn't make their, because everyone wanted to make a tournament for Apex Legends, including us. But
Yeah.
it was just not feasible until just, everyone, including us, just got tired. It's like, okay, yeah, let's just not.
Yeah, so you guys are tournament organizers as well, and I think you all can empathize. But even battle royales, right, are really hard to make tournaments and esports out of. Just mainly because of like who the hell are you supposed to watch? What's your win condition? It's so hard to conceptualize if you're not a player, right? You need to survive, you need to find the best guns, you need to upgrade your armor, etc. Apex Legends made that streamlined that experience for you as a player, but as a spectator still, װ װ װ     װ     װ     װ     װ                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                            װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ it was incredibly hard to watch and hard to get excited if you were not invested in the player itself. So I felt that Apex Legends was a perfect streamer game, and they should have really like pursued that line of marketing and line of monetization, rather than try to make it an esport. Very nebulous, and a very like, it's very weird, right? Because how do you know if that person is awesome at Apex Legends, right? Most of the good players are, okay, he can shoot very well, his movement is impeccable, he knows how to bunny hop, etc. Yes, those are quantifiable things. But when it comes to having a competitive format and esports, you are not able to translate those quantifiable skills into consistent performance. And I think that is the biggest challenge all Battle Royale titles have.
Yeah, I think, when did PUBG come out? That was like
years ago.
2017, 2018?
2016, I think.
So we've had several Battle Royales, like Fortnite was the big one, and Apex Legends was the next big one. And I think with confidence that we can finally say that esports and Battle Royales, unless they do something big, they just do not work together.
Yeah.
Because there's so much RNG to work around, you know, the spawns and stuff. And also, you have to think about who wants to throw, you know, a tournament for a LAN for the Battle Royale. You have to think about the logistics. Like for CSGO or Dota 2, you only need 10 PCs. For Battle Royales, you need like 100. And even you have to even provide maybe some practice PCs for you know, when they're not competing. So it's the logistics is insane if you really think about the LAN experience for this. And I know ESL tried to dabble into, you know, PUBG when it was good. It was pretty entertaining, but you know, I don't really know what's going on, and that's just gonna die down. When like there's no, you don't know what to look out for when you're watching. So yeah, I think this is just a pretty flawed game mode for esports, and I like that what Chen said. In regards to Battle Royales and Apex Legends, it is a streamer game, and maybe, you know, if they stuck there, they would have been more successful. But Valorant, however, is very competitive. You know, the 5v5 tested, yes, tried and tested. This is a competitive game, and it just so happens that lots of people want to watch it. However, like the factors are, because like, I was just on Twitch a few minutes ago. Checked out how many people were watching Valorant. It's a 1.2 million.
Wow.
Which is a crazy number.
I think their highest was 1.7.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went even higher this weekend. So, yeah, the point that I want to make is it has nice viewership right now, but a lot of those is just for curiosity, and also the Valorant key drops.
Exactly.
Yeah, hype.
Because at one point it would die down. So at what point will we see that the need for esports for Valorant arises?
Good question, which I'm pretty sure none of us, we can only provide our opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
How about you, Freak? Pretty sure you have your thoughts on this. I can't begin to wrap my head around something big as when to launch an esports program for a particular game.
I think you just need to really experiment with your community, you know, listen to a certain focus group. They have already started to do like dev show matches against streamers, and that's a kind of like how you start to form your focus group, you know. You play with like your regular players, just like how Ice Frog did it for Dota 2. He would play like pubs and even, you know, against like popular slash famous players and get their opinions on how to improve the game, etc. So they really need to listen to their community on this one. That's how their game will succeed. For Apex, obviously they didn't listen to the community that well. I think for a new studio, it was also very difficult to expect that of them. But Riot has the processes mapped out, and you know, given the successes of TFT and Legends of Runeterra, they are in a really, really good. So I think they know what they are doing. So all they have to do is just not screw up the PR. You know, just make the Valorant, the playing experience as smooth as possible, minimize the hackers, and give the community what they want to see. And I think everyone will be happy and continue supporting the game.
Speaking of Runeterra, it's out 30th of April for Southeast Asia.
Everywhere?
Southeast Asia. Everywhere. Oh! I think Southeast Asia.
Oh, sponsor us!
So, yeah.
Yo!
Out early,
guys,
for
you want the
Singapore, for our buddy Runeterra here teasing us.
say no more, dude. I'm in.
I wanna play all of them, actually.
Let's go.
Runeterra, I wanna play them all.
So yeah, that's I think that's how we're ended with Runeterra on 30th. Also tomorrow when this launches, fourth week of CSGO Meta Seal. So by the time this is up again, the fourth week of Meta CSGO Seal should be up. Guys, about you? Or anything you want to plug in? Your MR code for clothing you designed in Animal Crossing or whatever?
Chen?
Yeah.
Tell your fiance to buy a Switch or copy, then you buy the Switch.
Yeah, you can encourage her.
Okay. What's her name again? Switch.
Oh, no. We're not going to mention names. So.
Yeah, no name drops.
It's going to be bad for her as a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if the student watches this podcast?
That's true.
You can just put two and two together. Nope.
Right. So, Chen's fiance, I implore you to buy an Animal Crossing Switch.
Oh, really? The Animal Crossing Switch.
Yes, the Animal Crossing Switch. It looks nice.
In the house.
Yeah, it will be good practice for you and Chen, you know? Making Chen your slave. So, that's it.
Oh, yeah, it has couch co-op, technically. You two can play together. Basically.
Yeah.
Wait, you do that with Erica?
No, we opted out of it because basically second player can't progress the story until the first player progresses it.
Yep, that's right.
So Erica didn't want that. She likes taking her sweet time with her stuff. And I'm the type who likes to breeze through everything.
Right. You are the speedrunner.
You would pull a red in Animal Crossing. Spend 120 hours in the first.
I know, like if I can breathe, that's why I stated before. I understand that Animal Crossing is a marathon. That's why I'm not gonna burn myself out by trying to like do everything when I know I can't.
I tried. At least you attempted, right? That's what matters in life. Is you try it.
Okay, you can tell that to Blizzard.
Yeah.
Whoa, the final shot. Bam.
Yes, of course. The nail. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There's a flatline.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye to everybody. That's it.
See you guys next week.
We got through everything.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Yes. Goodbye. Ciao. Thank you. Goodbye.